Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, by the Reverend Gock, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the second letter to Corinthians, we hear, our confidence is from God. O God, our Father, we gather here this day as per our constitutional duty. We acknowledge that what we have been able to do this past session has come from the competence that you have given us. We know that you have given us gifts freely to us so that we may share them together to make everything we do more complete and to make better laws. So we thank you for the courage to go forth as you would have us go today, and the grace to persevere to our work here is complete. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators, Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Lucas Geiser from KMIZ-TV, Marta Payne with the Columbia Missourian, Dave Mariner with the Gasconade County Republican, Micaiah Compton with the JC News Tribune, Kermit Miller with KRCG-TV, Alexis Reese with KOM8 News, Summer Ballantine with the Associated Press, Jacoby Charles with Fox 2 News, and John Ross with KTVI in St. Louis have all been granted permission to take video and photos in the Senate chambers today. President.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
I would request a moment of personal privilege.
Senator from Cole has asked for a moment for a personal privilege. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to officially acknowledge that the Senate has a new member with us today, Mr. President, and I would add that it is quite an upgrade to the 28th District for the citizens of the state of Missouri. And I would like the body and our guests to officially welcome Senator Sandy Crawford to the body today. President.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the Senator from the 28th District?
Senator from the 28th, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Cole?
I do.
You may proceed, Senator.
Senator, welcome. You were blushing a little bit when I said it was an upgrade to the 28th District. Does that mean you agree or you didn't agree with that?
You're going to get me in trouble right off the bat here, are you?
No, ma'am, I would not do that. But I did want to point out that, in case you didn't know it, somewhere on your desk, mine's full of all kinds of notes from my kids, there's a sheet where you can write down the guests, and you can send that forward if we were on the business of introduction to guests, which we're not.
If we were. Mm-hmm.
If we were, and you could write down those names. So if you were filling out that sheet today for introduction to guests, who would you be introducing?
Well, first of all, I would be introducing my husband, who I believe is seated over here to my left. John Crawford is here. I had several other guests that were here. My sister, Tama Franklin, my brother-in-law, Mike Gross, my nephews, Aaron Gross and Randall Franklin, and also my staff is here. Pam Bowman and Casey Hogg was there. And I'm just really proud to be here. But those are the names that I would have listed had I gotten that chance.
That's perfect. So next time, you know, when we get to that order of business, you can go ahead and announce those names.
I've got that. Thank you very much for that.
And I was just teasing a little bit. Just the former senator from the 28th District was a good friend to many in this body, did a great job. We're super proud of him. He swings that gavel a little bit hard in his new role. But you have big shoes to fill because he is a great person, but I know you'll do a great job, so welcome.
Thank you, and I agree with your comments about being big shoes to fill, and I hope I don't hear that gavel too many times today, but we'll see.
Yeah, you'll know it when he swings it.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you ride?
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions. Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions. Senator from Cole, please send your resolution forward.
I have sent my resolution forward. I'd ask that it be read for the benefit of the body. This is the duly convened resolution.
Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1, be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened and is now in session as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution and is ready for the consideration of its business.
Sheriff from Cole.
Mr. President, I move the resolution be adopted.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Cole. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Does the senator care to move for the adoption and explain the resolution?
I believe we just adopted the first resolution, correct? Yes.
Correct.
Thank you. So, Mr. President, I have another resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask the resolution be read, and for the benefit of the body, this is the adoption of the rules.
Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2, be it resolved by the Senate that the rules of the Senate as adopted by the 99th General Assembly, first regular session, be declared to be the rules of the veto session of the 99th General Assembly.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the resolution? City Senator desire to be heard on the resolution? Hearing none, Senator from.
And I would move that resolution be adopted as well, and I would renew my motion.
The Senator from Cole moves that the Senate Resolution Number 2 be adopted. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
I am sending my resolution forward, and I'd ask the resolution be read.
Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 3, whereas it has been the tradition of the Missouri Senate to jealously guard the honor, integrity, and public standing of its membership, and the Missouri Senate has always been quick to defend against and quick to condemn any internal or external threat to that tradition, and whereas on August 17th, 2017, Senator Marie Chappelle Nadal wrote the following on the social media website Facebook, quote, "I hope Trump is assassinated!" exclamation point, end quote, And whereas such expression of a desire for violence against the President of the United States of America by another elected official is unfitting and unbecoming of a member of the Missouri Senate and constitutes disorderly conduct, and whereas such expression also demonstrates a disrespect for the democratic process as enshrined in the United States and Missouri constitutions, and whereas pursuant to Article 3, Section 18 of the Missouri Constitution, the Senate retains the sole right and responsibility and the qualifications of its members, and whereas pursuant to Article 3, Section 18 of the Missouri Constitution, the Senate may punish a member for disorderly conduct. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the disorderly conduct of Senator Chappelle Nadal, as put forth in this resolution, is of a type and of such magnitude to warrant a public censure. And be it further resolved that the members of the Missouri Senate 99th General Assembly veto session of the first regular session hereby find and conclude that Senator Marie Chappelle Nadal engaged in disorderly conduct and is hereby immediately censured. And be it further resolved that the members of the Missouri Senate urge Senator Chappelle Nadal to conduct herself in a manner that respects the longstanding traditions of the Missouri Senate. And be it further resolved that the members of the Missouri Senate urge Senator Chappelle Nadal to respect her position as a senator by refraining from action or words that incite or encourage violence. And be it further resolved that the members of the Missouri Senate urge Senator Chappelle Nadal to resign or, upon failure to do so, she may be subject to potential expulsion at a future session of the Missouri Senate.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would seek unanimous consent of the body to take up Senate Resolution Number 3 for adoption.
Senator from Cole has asked for unanimous consent to take up Senate Resolution Number 3 for adoption. Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 3. I'm sure there's nobody in this building who hasn't been aware of the circumstances that this resolution and censure addresses. And I just want to say that, you know, as I go out throughout my district and talk to people throughout the whole state, I think that Missourians hold their elected officials to a higher standard. They are looking at them for leadership, and they are looking to them for guidance. And I think they are looking to them for calm. And in a time in our country where there are some rough spots here and there that we've experienced, I think that hatred on either side of the debate does not belong in policy discussions. And whether we agree or disagree with somebody that was elected by, our constituents, I don't know that calling for them to be harmed in any way or calling for any act of violence is helping. What our constituents want us to do is bring calm to the matter. And that is what the standard of an elected official is in the state of Missouri and in this country. And here in the Missouri Senate, we have traditions. It is a very traditional part of the building. It's a very traditional body. It is something that where I grew up in North City, St. Louis, I never thought I would be standing here today. And there's not a day I walk in the floor, whether we're in session or whether it's just with a school group that you're showing around this beautiful building, that I don't take that for granted. This building and this body is something that very few people in our state will ever get to experience. And I believe that we need to make sure we understand that, like I tell my kid, actions have consequences. And you got to think through these things before you get way out there. And certainly, when you're talking about the commander-in-chief of our nation, the standards of what you're setting examples for other school kids, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, is something that we should weigh very heavily before we get out in front of something. So I would ask my colleagues to consider this resolution and adopt it as it has been presented. And with that, Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from Newton County.
Senator from Newton, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Cole?
I do.
Senator from Cole, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator from Newton. I know that you've been a little bit down in the back, and I was happy to, on behalf of many members of this body, bring this issue forward, and I know that you wanted to you are a big believer in the traditions of the Senate and the standard that Missourians hold many members, all members who are elected in this building to, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on this moving forward.
Thank you for that, and I agree with all your comments. I don't believe I could put them any better. However, let me say that Senate Republicans had a long and very interesting meeting about places we could go on this. I do believe from discussions privately with most of the senators that future behavior, future conduct by the Senator Chappelle Nadal be making a serious mistake if that happened again. Added a few words that expulsion is still a part of the process and we're considering it. We considered it in our caucus this morning. Some members wish us to go there, but after consideration, it was felt that we go this because of veto session. We aren't in regular session. I would just caution every member to treat each other with respect, as I did my opening day when I made my comments when I was in January. So I agree with your comments. I won't belabor the point. And with that, I urge the adoption of the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The senator from Cole has moved that Senate Resolution Number 3 be adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard? I might also remind the senators to use proper procedure in here when we're talking about senators, that we use either their district names and not their last names. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 91, I wish to be excused from voting on Resolution Number 3.
Hearing no objection, you will be exempt from that vote. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak on the resolution.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, today we're here to talk about conduct unbecoming of a state senator. We as elected officials have a higher standard that we must set for ourselves, especially when we're in the public eye. We have over 175,000 constituents that we represent, and we must do the best job that we can in order to represent them and to not incite violence. Mr. President, mistakes are made, but actions do have consequences. Obviously, I've made mistakes in my life as well. I disagree with many of President Obama's policies, and if we would have had a President Hillary Clinton, I would have disagreed with many of her policies as well. But I would never have called for their assassination. What if the senator from St. Louis County, District 14, had called for my assassination because I voted a particular way on a bill? What if a senator called for the assassination of my wife? What if a senator called for the assassination of my children What if a state senator called for the assassination of their opponent in an election? Would that be right? Again, Mr. President, I think that we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard. I supported expulsion, and I signed this resolution in order to bring us into special session to discuss expulsion for the senator and disciplinary actions from the senator from St. Louis County. Unfortunately, it appears that we don't have the required 26 bipartisan votes to go into special session. The response from my constituency has been overwhelming. Whether I'm at church, whether I'm at high school football game, whether I'm putting gas in my car, whether I'm at the grocery store, they've overwhelmingly asked me, what am I doing about the state senator from St. Louis County that called for the assassination of President Trump? Mr. President, therefore, I stand here today on behalf of my 175,000 plus constituents and respectfully ask the senator from St. Louis County to resign from her position as state senator for her actions. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 23rd, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire from the senator from the 14th.
Senator from the 14th, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 23rd.
Yes, Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Obviously, we know why we are here, and I think that certainly we have discussed this issue at length. The content of your comments, and they have been roundly criticized. I think you're aware of that. I have, being one of your colleague senators in the city of St. Louis, I have also heard the discussion ongoing in our area in the St. Louis metropolitan market, and I have been aware of the calls for your resignation, calls which have been bipartisan, calls which have been broad, and I have seen and heard from constituents of mine and constituents of yours that have called for the same thing. And my question for you is, I think with the state listing, why have you resisted those calls?
Well, actually, Senator, I have had an overwhelming number of people in my district asking me not to. They understand that I have apologized not once, not twice, not three, but three times. And they want me to continue to serve because of the work I do. They understand that I made a mistake. I have owned up to it from the very beginning. And I have to continue working to build that trust and do the hard work of the district. And so the calls that I get are, you did something wrong, and we stand by you.
Well, and I think that's, I understand that. And I understand also that we do make mistakes. But I can't help but feel that it's very difficult for you to continue to serve in the best interest of your constituents, having broken the trust in the manner that you have. And this may be something that is up to your constituents, but can you explain, how do you think you can continue to serve in the best interest of your constituents with this having happened?
Well, I have been. I continue to interview my constituents when it comes to radioactive waste and do church, people who have called the office for help. We've attended to those people. Even with a lot of the debate and conversation, not only in the state, but nationwide. So I've continued in my work, and I realize that this is something that needs to be dealt with, and I take my work seriously, and I continue to do so.
Well, Senator, then I did not mean for this to be a long inquiry. I expressed my disappointment and my sadness at how this story has unfolded. I have gotten to know you over the past year, and I was very sad when this news came out to see you reduced and your position reduced to a single post on a Facebook page. I would encourage you, along with my colleagues, I do believe that resignation is in the best interest of you and your district, and I would caution you against further offenses of this in the future.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you are recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I get five colleagues standing, I'd request a roll call vote.
You do have five members standing. A roll call will be conducted.
I close, Mr. President.
The senator from Cole has moved that Senate Resolution number 3 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 28 ayes and 2 noes, the resolution has been adopted. Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please, would you please inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, I'd ask the reading to be waived and that the message be printed in the journal.
Madam Secretary, are there messages from the Governor? There are messages from the Governor. Would you please read the messages? Or, I'm sorry, you just want them entered in the journal. They will be entered in the printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate proceed to the order of business of vetoed bills and that the calendar be called.
Senate Bill 65, Senator from Green. Senate Bill 65, I'm sorry, the Senator from Franklin. Senate Bill 65, the Senator from Franklin. Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute number 2 for Senate Bill number 128, Senator from Green. Before we proceed to conference committee report, back on Senate Bill 65, hearing no motion, the chair now calls the next number. There was no motion made on Senate Bill 65. Next is conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute number 2 for Senate Bill number 128, Senator from Green. Again, conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute number 2 for Senate Bill number 128, Senator from Green. Hearing no motion, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of resolutions. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward, and I'd ask that it be read.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolutions.
Just for the benefit of the body, this is the resolution that no override motions were made when the number was called.
Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 9, be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate, having been duly convened as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution, made no motion to override the governor's veto of Senate Bill Number 65 and Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill Number 128 when the bills were called by the President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the resolution be adopted.
The senator from Cole has moved that Senate Resolution Number 9 be adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To speak on the resolution.
Senator, you may proceed.
Mr. President, we should take this resolution, and we should hang it from the ceiling with a long rope, and then the governor, the Great Seal of Missouri, should rappel into the chamber on that rope. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole has moved that Senate Resolution Number 9 be adopted. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of messages from the House, and I'd ask the Secretary please read those messages.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 1. House Resolution 1, be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 99th General Assembly, First Regular Session, inform the Governor and the Senate that the House is duly convened and is now in session in the 2017 Constitutional Veto Session and ready for consideration of business. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 2. House Resolution 2. Be it resolved by the House of Representatives that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives inform the Senate that the House, having been duly convened as provided by Section 32, Article 3 of the Constitution, made no motions to override the governor's vetoes on House Committee Substitute, House Committee Report 19, Conference Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 5, Conference Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 6, Conference Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 9, and House Bill 850, when the bills were called by the Speaker. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of introduction of guests.
Introduction, hearing no objection, the Senate will go the order of business of introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Introduction of a very special guest.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the back of the chamber, I have members from the Johnson County Climb Group. They are a leadership group that is here at the Capitol today and tomorrow to find out more about their state government. I would ask the body to please make them feel welcome. If they would stand, please.
Would the guests of the Senator from Johnson please ride with a member of the chambers? Please welcome them to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Mr. President.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to my right and to your left, I have the former 18-year member of the Missouri House, former president of the Board of Aldermen, majority floor leader, and alderman in St. Louis City, my predecessor in the House, Tom Villa. Ask the body.
Let's please welcome the guests in the Senator from the 4th. And I also had the honor and privilege of working with that representative. Introduction of guest. Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Talking about people that have a lot of respect, people that I admire when I serve in the House. On your left, we have Representative Tom Villa. If the crowd...
Senator will come to order.
Gets out of the way over there. Villa, stand up, if you can still at your age. There you go. Tom Villa has been one of the most respected members of the Missouri House of Representatives for many years. I remember when I was elected Speaker of the House, the first one came to me and helped me with the rules. Of course, he was trying to help me with his version of the rules, and as duly noted. I do admire him. He still sends me a nasty gram from time to time from St. Louis. He served with distinction along with his father, Red Villa, for St. Louis, and we wish him well, and thanks for coming, and it's good guys like you to help us make this place better. Thanks for coming, Tom.
Introduction of guest. Senator from Dallas, what purpose do you rise?
To introduce special guests.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will officially take this time to introduce my husband, John Crawford, who's sitting over on the side, and also my good friends, Teresa Parson and Shirley Allison, and also my administrative assistant, Pam Bowman. I'd like you all to welcome them, please.
Let's please welcome the guest from the new senator from Dallas County. Introduction of guest. Senator from Cole.
Got me off guard there, Mr. President, with the senator from Dallas. It's an interesting, wasn't prepared for that. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Hearing no objection, the Senate will go, announcements. Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an announcement.
You may proceed.
Mr. President, the Interim Committee on Labor Reform will be meeting in Senate Committee Room 1 upon adjournment, and we will be having a hearing.
Announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move that the Senate of the veto session of the first regular session of the 99th General Assembly stand adjourned, sine die, pursuant to the Missouri Constitution.
Senator from Cole has moved that no further business coming before the body. Move that the Senate of the veto session of the first regular session of 99th General Assembly stand adjourned, sine die, pursuant to the Constitution. All of those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, say no. The ayes have it. The Senate is sine die.